This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Nazis, brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Monte Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotia Bank, and Tropical Gyros.
The Tuesday, April 4th edition of Talking Heads is on, and pardon me, your boy Naughty, any company, right up until 6 p.m. And first and foremost, let me get it out to me, man. I appreciate everybody reached out to me. I'm all good. I do a little traveling, and pick up to Earl the Pearl. Purdy held it down for me as usual. Hey, Purdy becoming a star these days. Fucking airport. Yeah, boy, Naughty, your boy Purdy did you justice. He held it down, man. He had some good shows. I was like, go, Purdy, go. So, yeah, thanks to my good brethren, Earl the Pearl. Earl Thompson, a.k.a. Purdy. We'll hear from him in the 5 o'clock today for sure. But I appreciate him holding it down for you and hope you guys are doing well. It's Tuesday, so let's jump on in. You know we're going to check in with Freeport in short order. You know we have the Grand Bahama Report every Tuesday right here in the Guardian, all right? And we chime in with Freeport every Tuesday with Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News. So we're going to get down there in short order. But you know how to chime in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Voila. Y'all waiting for it, hey. I got your brain teaser. You know what we're paying for. Joker's Wild Party Passes, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, all right? And lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. And speaking of KFC, you know it's all about voting original. It's about original. Vote.kfcnassau.com, and it's original or nothing. That's what I'm talking about. And hey, keep on listening now because I'm going to tell you how to win some specialty items from KFC Nassau. From the original recipe side of the family, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it'll go all through next week and the following week, so I got your hookup. Yeah, man. Separate and apart for what we'll be playing for. But you just got to know a thing or two about KFC. That's all I'm going to tell you. And we send it off tomorrow because my boy Dash Quay going to be in the studio with me, see what he's doing with his spicy self and check with him, and then we'll take it from there. All right? All right. Caller, I see you. I'll get to you in 1 second. Let me hit you up with your brain teaser for today. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian men between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 38% have admitted to not being able to do this properly. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser you got between now and the top of the news in the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right, let's check this phone. Let's check the phone lines real quick. And then we'll get into the headliners. Well, what's making headlines in the 242, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Paula, Talking Heads, what you got for me today?
Boy, let me tell you something. I'm waiting on you.
My good, make it quick. I've been waiting on you. What's happening?
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you, my brother.
Let me tell you something. Naughty, this is what they call this, a holy week?
Yeah, this holy week. I hope you behave
this
yourself.
Holy, just let the fella dead and buried and come back and all that kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
And this time, and we look for goggle eye and we look for hot cross bun.
And Easter egg.
And all the East, that's right, they had Easter eggs on last week. Them girls, them children's eating them, all them sugar and things, that bad for them, you know. All them cholesterol and things. But anyway, Naughty, welcome back, because I got some hot for you.
Thank you, man. What you got for me, Spock?
Naughty, I got some, a group of people say, they tired of what's going on in the country. They tired of yellow shirt. They tired of red shirt. They tired of green shirt.
Oh, I know some of them said too.
Let me tell you what's one people tell me. What one people tell me. They couple of them listen on the phone right now. They say, Sparky, you was a fire. They called me Sparky because you was like the fire. They say, Sparky, we need you to start the fire because we ready to march the bay like Black Tuesday. I said, what y'all talking about? They say they tired of the same leaders doing the same things to us over and over, whether it is FNM, UBB, and PLP. They say, be ready to talk, be ready to march now. Ain't nothing against Brave. Ain't nothing against Pintad. It's about they tired of people doing things for the couple people called the 1% and leaving the 99% behind. They ready to talk on the one fella right here listening, you know. He listening. I tell him, I got called Naughty.
Well, you know, let me tell you something, man.
He won't know. If you will be prepared to let him come on your show, because he is trying to tell it, it's all about the Bahamian people now.
Well, listen to me. I can tell you something. He off the wrong foot. Because if he want to come on my show, he can man up and reach out to me himself. No middleman like you. No disrespect to you.
No,
and ask to come on.
Now. I tell him I will call Naughty today, and from then, I'll hook you up in Naughty, and y'all carry it from there.
Well, who's this individual you trying to hook
up
with?
Let me tell you like this. He's right on the show. I go, what are your numbers? 3254316. None other than my old good buddy from D Government High. Banker, lawyer, doctor, priest, bishop, all kind of thing. Travel the world, say he's ready now to come to the Bahamian people. Say, you know what he say? It's not about whether you're qualified, you know. You could say you could be a qualified accountant, a qualified doctor, a qualified lawyer, a qualified everything, but you're not a qualified leader. See, what we need is qualified leaders in this country.
So
we're missing leaders.
I waiting for you to tell me who it is.
Nothing than Brother Dr. Bernard Young. He's listening to you right now. I just introduced him. We need one man who coming to us who can talk about leadership. See, we have qualified everybody. We have qualified doctors been in House Assembly. Qualified lawyers been in House Assembly. We have qualified everybody been in House Assembly. But we ain't had no qualified leader.
All right.
The Bahamas government, the Bahamas need a qualified leader.
All right, Sparks, I get your point. What I want you to do is hold a line. Get that information to my producer so I can get Dr. Young on the show, all right?
All right, sir.
Appreciate you, Sparky. Mr. Boyd, let's go to the next 409. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, this is the GNN reporting.
Oh, the GNN. What's going on?
Yeah.
What you got for me? I just reached back, so you're calling me right away. What's happening in the hood?
Welcome back. Thank you, brother.
So what happened in the hood while I was gone?
What's happening in the hood? I listening in attendee to Sparky, man. I don't trust Sparky. Sparky is a fifth caller, man. Sparky look like he came in for somebody else. I wonder if he get that road to the property.
No, listen, talking like that. If Sparky came in for somebody, he's caping for Sparky. All right, first and foremost. That's who Sparky's caped for, first and foremost.
Yeah, but not he ain't got the road to the property. He ain't telling me, hey, watch out what he say.
Yeah, you know.
That's right. He can't find me. Can't walk through. But listen, I have a problem with people who ain't straight, right? Naming other people who supposedly straight. You got some people that be walking around here calling other people idiots and coalition of idiots. I have a problem with that. You understand? Because suppose we turn around, right, and label them coalition of sissies. You think they're like that?
Okay, see, listen, I can be dead honest with you, all right? You know what I do for a living first and foremost, right? So I come from that school, give and take. If you're going to talk smack about me, I can talk smack about you right back. Now, don't get upset when I fire one back at you, and it might be a little harder than the one you fired at me, because now you're going to establish me talking smack. As long as you don't slander me, libel me, or lie on my name, it's all good.
Okay.
But I know in the political culture and the political war rooms that are there in the political arenas, especially in the chat groups, you got a lot of keyboard warriors that could give, but they can't take.
I agree.
So at the end of the day, if you want to get your message out, you got to realize if you arguing about coalition of idiots or coalition of this or PRB this. If you arguing on that, they already got you distracted. You got to step above that garbage and
yeah,
then
but
what's your point?
I like you, man. If you smack at me, I want smack at you.
And that's
me.
It. And that's why I don't get into it when the chairman and the member for Fox Hill, Mr. Mitchell, Minister of Foreign Affairs, gets right in his knickers in a knot when people insult him, because who's more insulting than him?
So if you look at the point. Nobody, I ain't called nobody name.
But I call it, because that's a prime example. So if you want me to give an example thereof, well, there you go.
Okay, but the thing
as
about
much
it
as
is,
he pontificates about it and encourages people to get, you know, all fired up, but when it comes back across his bow,
yeah,
he don't like it.
The thing about it is, I spoke to some people in Fox. As a matter of fact, I've been up with some of the Conky Joes in Fox today, this morning. And
hold on. You know, that's my Eastern Realist. Don't talk too much business that night. Maybe they don't want you to put that out there right now about
that. They tell me they waiting on that person to come. Ooh, you mentioned yes. Nah, I say, oh, you come for the coalition of idiots to vote for you, eh? But anyway, you're not a coalition of cities. Anyway, buddy, thanks for taking my
But question. I of the Eastern Road, man. I heard another thing of the Eastern Road that...
Ain't
nobody getting off the couch to vote for Satan XPM trying to lead the party, because that ain't happened. But we can talk about that another day, man. Call me tomorrow and let me know what's going on in the ghetto, all right? The GNN,
right,
I appreciate
all right,
you. All right. Let's get down. Run the band for me, Mr. Producer, man, real quick. Because on the flip side of the break, we got to get to Freeport. And that's why I'm taking the break now. So Sarah Kirkby's chiming in. So we'll talk to Sarah and the crew from the Grand Bahama News right after the break. But some of the headlines today, like I said, legal wrangling over shantytown demolitions. Government wants order to tear down structures. Chime in. Let me know how you feel on that. Congressmen want review of gun trafficking from U.S. to Caribbean. Sir Franklin urges urgent land reform. What? Anyhow, Sands, GDP numbers belie PRP's claim it met economy in recession. Lots to talk about, man. All right, we'll be buzzing on the flip side of the break, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll be seeing what's buzzing in Freeport with the Grand Bahama Report with Sarah Kirkby, and then we'll bring it back to New Providence, and y'all hit me up and let me know what you got buzzing right here in New Providence. All right, all that going down on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, April 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Uh-huh. People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road, going down Village Road, going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Right.
We want local government.
Shadow,
we want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise.
noise in the market, you get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like their mother joke from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors, all topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Tuesday, April 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Let's get to the phone lines real quick, then we got right down to Freeport. We got Sarah Chandon okay, cool. Let's take this caller real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Okay. Let me check this text line real quick. The timely position of Sir Franklin on land registry when land in New Providence is almost gone and overpriced. Big sigh. Yeah. Anyhow, let's get down to Grand Bahama. Sarah, how are thou?
I am good. How are thou?
I am really good. What's going on, man? What you got good for me out of Grand Bahama?
Well, we finally got to show off the Six Senses drawings, their first set of renderings that they've released on their property, which are stunning. So that's our lead story this week. When Mark Weller spoke at the Business Outlook a couple weeks ago, he gave a real insight into this and also then released some drawings afterwards. So they're in the paper today. It is...
Wow, they look really nice.
Yeah.
Is that a rooftop pool that I see, or is that just the angle of the drone
shot? I think that's the angle, yeah. So the pools, it's very... They are the super sustainable, earth-friendly, green company that is coming for us. I've actually met the designers... when they were here, they were actually back last week. They're a German firm that's internationally known because Six Senses is usually found in Europe. This is their first foray into the Caribbean. So it's huge for us. But what it also is elevates the standard of hotels. I mean, Mark Weller keeps saying he arguably this is the number one brand in the world. They've won top billing from Conde Nast. So this is a huge, huge deal for us. And they really have got a gorgeous area that they have bought. If you've ever been in Grand Bahama, you've been to Banana Bay, you can look out there and see the most gorgeous sunrises and these great beaches that are there. And to the left will be where that property is. So it's going to be really stunning. Very excited about it.
Man, look here. Grand Bahama look like they're on a little roll this week, man.
We need to be on a roll.
I'm telling you, you got you been Hugh Campbell. You got Six Senses doing that thing. I look down and UB's Culturama returning.
Yeah, and they've moved into a great building. They're next door from where my office is, which is the insurance management building. They are next door at the old Kipling buildings, and they are taking those over, which I think is a perfect spot for the college. And they had a big week of events and a really beautiful, ended with some great entertainment. So really good to see the university coming back together. Because remember, of course, they got blown away by Dorian. So it's, you know, we keep on hitting these mile markers, which is really great for the island. And then, of course, you saw the PM was in town and came and he did the official first of the cadets. And it's a really nice story that Barbara did. And it's great to see how proud that men and the young women are who have signed up for this program. And they are not full-time employees. These can reserve when there are issues, when we have these hurricanes. So this is really a good thought, I think, going forward. And it looks to be a great program that they're starting.
And I like the fact that so many young people were interested in it and signed up for it.
Yeah, and if you read the story, it's really nice. There's a lovely quote at the end from a young girl who's saying how proud she is to be able to do that and give back to her country. I thought it was very nice, you know? Get to see people serving and giving back. I think that's important and keeps our spirit of our country going. So, and speaking of entertaining, we give you a little rundown this week that there is stuff to do in Grand Bahama. And so Tristan Gibson gave us a really nice write down of the musical entertainment that happens in Grand Bahama. Starting to pick up, we've had a really big season for us. The winter residents have been here in force. Our Airbnbs are really full. So it's been great. And now with the Margaritaville doing these great package deals, it's starting to buzz in Freeport. So there's lots of things to do, a lot more entertainment coming back online. So that's a good one for you, which would be perfect to bring you down and do.
You're thinking, man, you get on them minibus together. Let's make that happen, man.
Well, you got to, the theater had another show last week that was very good.
A little bit sexy, but it was good. I shall contact you. My shows are not sexy. Definitely don't look for sexy in my show. But we may talk about sexy, but it is. But yeah, definitely reach out to you sometime. I think I need to see my mother-in-law. And I need to go down there.
I think you need to come and have a run at the theater. Our theater is beautiful. The AC is working. The bar is open. And it's a great place. Lots of parking. So it's a perfect venue for that.
Yeah, man.
And good to see it back up and running.
And the winter birds come out to the theater?
Yes, boy. The winter birds keep our theater going. They're fantastic.
We shall talk.
We have a really good winter. But I think there's also some opportunities for you at other places around the island.
Well, we will power out.
A lot of bars, yeah.
Make it a good weekend, man. In on Thursday, out on Monday. Make it happen. We'll talk.
I like it. We got to talk. All right. And then the other good news, I just want to put in there, they finally got the modular units down at the Rand, which will hopefully alleviate some of the issues they've had of having people in emergency situations waiting outside, which is just not sustainable, or it's horrible. So you go there and it's, you know, there's older people sitting out there all day waiting to go in. It's incomprehensible why we're at the stage, but unfortunately we are because of everything that's gone on. So, you know, the modular units are there, and now we're just with the Minister of Health when the new hospital will start and what their plans are for that. So that's us all wrapped up, looking for, you know, having a good week here in Grand Bahama.
There you go, man. And like I said, looks like a lot of things popping off, man. Looks like Grand Bahama might be on the uptick, man. I'm keeping my fingers crossed and keeping my eyes peeled. Because I know we still, you know, we talked about all the good this week, but my boy Darren, I need to hear from him next week. Because I know it ain't all peachy keen in some other areas, so no, we got to address that area.
Darren, I was hoping he'd come on today because, his Rotary group, the Rotary here in Grand Bahama do a phenomenal job. They actually had a huge donation this weekend down at Sweeting's Key, and they gave them some fire equipment. You know, they rebuilt all their homes down there, and then, of course, realized there's no fire equipment for anything that could go wrong. And I think Rotary has gone down and donated that. So we're hoping to feature them next week. But it's him and his crew and all the Rotarians do a phenomenal job of still taking care of this island all the time. So I would have loved to have him on. So hopefully we can get him out next week.
All right, man. Looking forward to it. All right. But okay. I do have to get the break.
Hopefully I'll give you that negative, but I'm going to keep trying to keep positive.
Yeah, man, you keep it positive. That way, you know, you do you, he does him, and then you keep it real all the way around, and Grand Bahama benefits in the long run.
Yeah.
And we'll leave no stone unturned.
That naughty tour to Grand Bahama.
Yeah, we need to make that happen, man. I think I know how to make that pop off. We'll definitely get to talking, all right?
Sounds good. All right, my darling.
All right, be safe.
Thank you for the time.
No worries. As always, man, get the Grand Bahama supplement each and every Tuesday in the Guardian. You got to spend the money, but it's in there each and every Tuesday. In the Guardian, all right? Let's get to the break. Mr. Producer flips out of the break. We'll be back to wrap it up. The first hour, that is, of the Tuesday, April 4th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Every Thursday until April 6th, between 5 and 6 p.m., is Come Gold With Us Thursdays. Take a photo or video wearing your Karifta merchandise and cheer on our Karifta athletes. Follow us and like our Facebook page, 50th Karifta 2023. Then keep a lookout for our team and get a chance to win a golden ticket and many, many more giveaways for the 50th Karifta Games. For more details, email info@karifta50.com or call 808-GOLD.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Tuesday, April 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Getting into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And don't forget, each and every Monday and Tuesday, new arrivals in stock, ladies. New arrivals every Monday, Tuesday at John's. And don't forget, they got the fast fashions and the workwear with all the accessories to match, right? So be sure to check them out, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and, of course, the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And remember, John's, serving you is a pleasure. And don't forget, they got their small home appliances and cookware now available for you as well at John's. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, 96.9 FM. Who's this? What you buzzing on today?
CG, like your personality, how much would it cost for you to erase the 5 to 6 sports hour and just talk the way we want to talk to you? What would it cost?
What would it cost?
So that there'd be no sports talk and just our talk.
Man, look here. You got to take that up with management, brother. They brought me here and they told me, look, we want an hour for the first hour, second hour sports.
Okay.
That's above my grade, so you know, if you want to pay, I'm saying things tough.
Yeah, well, you need to look into it. You like trivia. If you were given enough money to build a house and the guy says, would you rather build a house with these regular small blocks or give me some 20-inch blocks, you'd probably choose 20-inch blocks.
No, I'd actually choose the hempcrete because it's a lot cheaper and a lot more efficient.
Yeah, okay,
that means
fine,
we would have, you know, marijuana legalized. But see, you ask me what I would use, so I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I only gave you two choices, but you won't bring in the third.
Well, sorry.
That's fine. But you want to talk about land reform, Naughty. Listen to you carefully talking about land reform and talking about teething. When you have a history and a knowledge of how to do it better than anybody else, are you confessing? Is this a confession that I'm getting out of you now because you're getting too old to breathe, to inhale and exhale? This is a matter of confession because you know what? What we need to do now is to find out how many people feel robbed.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was several years ago.
We can replace that 5 o'clock. Thank you.
Hey, man. Good day from you as always, man. I do tell the boss, you know, he got the money, we got the time. That means you have to have me and Pretty on for 2 hours talking politics. Oh, Lord. And yeah. Wee. Anyhow, so we know that you was buzzing on. You know Grand Bahama buzzing on. Anybody else buzzing? A lot of people getting all... listen, the barbershop is hot, boy. Barbershop is hot. And I think if I get into it, I have to do this politically correctly. We got to talk about certain issues, about you know, the big topic with the schools and stuff. And that's not for today because we don't have time for it today. And probably, you know, do a special episode on it because, my boxes was full. Every which one, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, email, work mail, they give me around here, all, everything full up. And a lot of different opinions. But I tell you, in 2023, I think we need to be talking about other things more pertinent. Naughty, I hear you caught the quadruple nine. That's why you missed work. No, I didn't. I didn't. I was actually watching my son play in a baseball tournament. All right? That's what I was doing. And any chance he get to play baseball internationally, I will be there. And no, I ain't catch the quadruple nine. Now, if you go to play baseball and I catch a quadruple nine, then we might just stay. Let me go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, what's up, man?
Hey, Rutherford, what's going on, Graham?
I know that was you. I ain't too sure, but it looked like you. 4 a.m. down there trying to get some pancakes.
No, sir. I run on Duncan, my brother. I run on Duncan and nothing else.
Okay. You know, we all, from 2008 when I was on radio, we've been doing this distraction thing. If you remove every single headline and everything that people are talking about today and look the other way, what would you be looking at? You'd be looking at a U.S. dollar in trouble. You'd be looking at hyperinflation in the Bahamas with a $10 hamburger. No, it's $15 now. I just saw a $15 hamburger in one of the fast food places. I wouldn't call the name.
No, you wouldn't.
You'd be looking at light bills getting ready to expire some people current. It's summer coming now. It could be a little hot for some people. And we could have had a nation that didn't have to worry about electricity bills. But that was 25 years ago. Naughty, what are we missing? We allow somebody to build a city around their cruise ship and keep us out potentially at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And our whole Bay Street looking like how Bay Street East of East Street looks now.
No, but not Graham, hold on. Now me, you see me. I see just like you, the city within the city around the cruise terminal. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But I also see unlimited potential what would now become Old Bay Street, out of feet in Las Vegas, compared to the Strip. When the Strip came there,
mm-hmm.
Fremont Street became the old thing, and that became even bigger and better with the light shows and the 24-hour entertainment and dining and so on and so forth. So
let's have a quick question on that, a real quick point of order. When I come off the boat and I go to the jewelry store and buy my fancy watch, and it's all safe and secure and snugly and cozy, and they say you can wear it in the port and come back to the boat and you don't got to worry about no crime, you think I'm going to peep outside of that port?
Yeah, because just like how they said it, you know, on the Strip it's all safe and Fremont was bad and all of that. That's why we made the Strip. Both of them get equal amount of tourists every year, inclusive of the ones that visit on the swanky portion of the Strips. They venture down. And I'm sure the tourists off the cruise ship, once they felt safe and secure and that element was in place and they knew there was other entertainment and other options, they would venture. So let me
ask you.
See, Graham, you got to understand. Remember now, I'm a cruise ship brat. I grew up on cruise ships. My dad was captain on multiple. So I've seen multiple ports in the Caribbean and I've seen multiple ports in the world. Luckily, because he was captain on a cruise. So I know the ins and the outs and the, you know, the particulars. So it's hard to fool me with this.
To talk. That's why I'm dialoguing with you on this subject, because you're our Bahamian expert. Been to Jamaica?
Yes, sir.
You come outside the cruise port there?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't feel so snuggly, eh?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Only in certain parts of Otirayas.
The Bay Street could go that direction. So what would it require? People fixing up their buildings, right?
Correct.
Why are they going to fix up their building and make it worth, instead of $1 million, $10 million, and you're going to put the property tax up on them before they even make a dollar? See,
no, but you've got to have dialogue with the government of the day and the opposition so you can have things in place. If you want to bounce Bay Street back, these are some of the parameters and concessions we'll need for X amount of time. And when it hits this time, then we can go on and pay income tax, property tax, so on and so forth.
Let me leave you with this one. We've been 50 years now, right?
Uh-huh.
That dialogue ain't happened. We've had two different parties, right? They both had 25 years. The dialogue ain't happened. And what you did for the last 10 years of your life is probably what you're going to expect for the next 10. So I love what you're saying, but I'll call you in 10 years if I'm still here, and we'll sponsor a show, and we'll talk about it.
In 10 years, I guarantee you, you'll still be here, but just in Alaco with your feet up.
Spanish Wells.
I mean, Spanish Wells. Sorry, Spanish Wells, not Alaco. Spanish
Wells. Why you send me to Alaco that ain't recover yet, hey?
No.
Stop lying to the people, but that place recovering. That ain't recovering.
Who lying to the people? I let them
not
chat.
You.
Yeah, I know.
Not you.
I know.
Governments have said that place bouncing back. Bouncing where? You all need the truth out of that place.
Nah.
But Spanish Wells, the lights don't go out. How come, Naughty?
You solarized.
No. The people own the power company in a co-op.
Oh, okay.
How come you don't get them to come run NASA power so the light wouldn't go out?
Because they don't let some of us come down and stay there past 6 o'clock in the night, so I guess it's a tit-for-tat situation.
Well, let's say you are correct, right? Let's say you're correct, which you're not, but let's say you were. How come the lights don't go out? You're telling me that racist redneck, that's what you're trying to elude, lights to stay on? Why?
No, I didn't try to elude racist redneck. Now, when you wear your flowered shirt and you don't mention Donald Trump, you don't send me racist redneck because you look like one of the Boogaloo boys. You can say that. I didn't reference nothing. I just said, because allegedly, sometimes some of us can't be there past 6 o'clock. Now, if you get in all your knickers in a knot and bringing that up, what does that tell me about you? Let me ask you a question, Graham. Do you take it starched or lightly pressed?
Too much coffee. Let's calm down.
No.
What's exactly wrong with Donald Trump when Joe Biden gave a eulogy to a KKK member?
Listen, the two of them I got issues with. I just know you're a hardcore Trump lover, brother. That's only why I asked you.
Since you want to do this dialogue, let's do it.
No, I mean, I get in the break. I only understand the call because it's you.
How was North Korea under Trump? No missiles. How was Russia? How was Mexico?
But who really was? Hold on. Is that what you come in?
Hold on. How was the economy? See, you can't say the guy is all horrible because we almost had global peace with this guy. He had Middle East settled down.
No. Listen, he internationally butt-kissed two of the biggest idiots in the world, two of the biggest idiotic world leaders ever, because he was scared. Any problems because you don't know what they got on Trump because of all his nefarious actions prior to.
The baddest guy in the world is North Korea. Now, that guy don't play. Kim Jong-un.
Who?
Trump. The North Korean dictator. Trump went to
his
house and shook his hand. Now, this is the baddest boy in the block. So he can be soft like you said.
If he was invited, then it shouldn't be a problem. If Attila the Hun invited me to his cave, I would be invited. If Darth Vader invited me to the Death Star, I would be invited. No harm, no foul.
You wouldn't be a little apprehensive if Attila the Hun say, come by my cave, bro.
No.
You wouldn't be a little scared?
No. Well, no. I'd be a little scared if Pablo Escobar told me to come and have a visit. Or Joe Lita, who used to run in the islands, like, you know. But anyway, that's who I'd be scared of.
Kim Jong-un tougher than Joe Lita, boy.
Kim Jong-un is a knockoff of his pops. The two of them was nutcases, okay?
You know what? I got to go. You had a good speed round. You held your own. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you still ain't answered me, though. You still ain't answered me. How you take that hoodie there, Graham? That white hoodie you like to wear, allegedly. Starched or lightly starched? I just want to know. Anyhow, Mr. Producer, I think we're right in time. That's a good little buzz right there. I tell you, boy. I tell you. Don't forget, it's Crazy Tuesday. All right? You get five pieces of chicken at KFC Nassau for $10. All right? Yeah, man. They're hooking it up for you at Crazy Tuesday. So be sure to check it out. And, of course, it's original recipe that you want. And remember, vote KFCNassau.com. Original. Okay? All right. And don't forget, man, over there, let me slide my Dunkin' coffee break in real quick. Because the callers was hot today, man. I can't lie. And you know the good stuff, too. Don't forget, guys, Autism Awareness Month. And Dunkin' is happy to partner with the Seahorse Institute to help raise awareness and funds to support autism. And you can help, too. Do some good with Dunkin' this month by making a small donation at your favorite Dunkin' location and treating yourself to a blue donut, all in support of Autism Awareness Month at Dunkin'. All right? Let me get out of my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and get up into Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Let's get it.
¡Wepa! Soy yo, Cuban Willy. Happy to stay, everybody. I hope everything is going copacetic for you. I'm having a great day because, you know, I had the free ball earlier today with the Island Gang. I had some money, some Wanikiki in my pocket. That's what I'm talking about. Mira, but you can be a winner chicken dinner today, too, because I have my free ball special for you. All right, right now. Okay. And, you know, it's the second day back at work for me. The second week back at work at me for officially doing the numerology report. So the first number for today is 2, okay? I hit the 3 ball today, and it was a big win, 4 figures. So the second number is 4, okay? 4, just for you. And the last one is, you know, I see this guy, and I don't see him in a long time. And you know something, when I look at him, he said, Cuban Willie, good to see you. And I say, my God, look at you. When I see you, nothing comes to mind. So the last number for today is 0. And the number for today is 2, 4, 0. Play it, bet it, forget it in the Island Game. And remember to log on to theislandgame.com and be sure to check out the sports book as well. The Yankees starting to play baseball again. That's a good bet right there. I tell you about that tomorrow. And until tomorrow, stay playing, my friends, with the Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you right here on the Tuesday, April 4th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. Talking sports, and listen, everybody who texted in for the trivia question, boy, we got to double it up tomorrow because none of you were right. And I know some of y'all could be hot, but guess what? Boy, I tell you, not close. Can't tell you where to lie. You had some good answers. You did. But they weren't right. Not tie a necktie. Not cook, not mop, not wash the dishes. Not wash, not make a bed, not clean the house, not wash. Wow, I found one. We actually have a winner. Okay, let me double check if I have anything else. Nope. Wow, urinating. Anxiety, go to church, mow the grass, clean the car, wash the dishes. Wow. No. We did have a winner, though. Ironing. Bahamian men, 38% admit we do not know how to iron properly. No shame. And don't let some of them brothers fool you about I iron this who look all extra starchy. No, they take that to the dry cleaner to get that press up, okay? When you see them brothers who got them jeans, when they take them off, they stand up by themselves in the corner, they ain't press them. That's a lie from the depths of hell. They been to New Oriental, and have them, you know, starch them up. All right? That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah. That's how that one go. So, yeah. All right. Let's get up in today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopping Plaza. Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Don't forget happy hour. Mr. Producer, check the phone lines for me, please. Wednesday and every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. But yeah, let's check the phone lines real quick. And then I'll get into Today in Sports History, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on, bro?
Right here. Listen here, Naughty. Ain't not a woman out there could beat me ironing.
Now use a natural ironer yourself? Are you talking about ironing board, iron, spray starch at home, that kind of iron?
You can check with all of my cousins, my nieces, my nephews, my children. Ask them. I love to iron. My mom taught me when my sisters would go to school how to iron their pleated skirts.
Hold on. Did I hear you correctly? You love to iron?
Yes, sir.
Brother, let me tell you something. I got plenty I could bring for you. You know what you're saying. I'll reward you with buckets of original KFC.
I know KFC, but one of these days I'll call you and tell you just drop them up by my house and I'll iron them.
You iron them? All right, you let me know, Marcus. Guess what? Between me and the next time I got laundry duty in my house, guess what? I wash them, but you actually caught it. I holding you to it.
All right, no problem.
If I could get liberated from ironing, brother, trust me, we'll work it out.
Okay, all right, good.
Now, who you like? You like that NCAA Final Four game last night?
Yeah, man.
Hey, San Diego State, hell of a job. They had a good run.
Yeah, they had
Florida Atlantic had a good run. UM had a good run. A lot of Cinderellas were there, man. But nonetheless, UConn, they were the best.
It's amazing, though. Four times, five times, and they won it every time they go.
Yep.
That's something else,
If you see UConn in the Final Four, watch out.
Yeah. They didn't have that drive now in them. And so I think they get there again, they'll do it again.
But, you know, good for the guys' team, because a lot of times all you hear is about the UConn, you know, women's program with Oriyama built up so well. But, boy, I tell you, the guys can hang the hat or not when they had a good run. And it's a well-deserved championship. They played for it as well. They beat some good teams.
Yeah, so you can get a couple of days to the Carissa and then got my tickets for all the days.
Well, you know, I got one little thing around my neck, say, press pass. So you know,
oh,
I good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look down on the track. You might see him on the track, you know?
All right. Okay, good.
All right, brother, be safe. And remember, you guys are mining, all right? Next time I got laundry duty, I hollering at you, all right?
All right, good.
All right. All right, let's check out today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And on this day, April 4th, 1921, the Ottawa Senators beat the Vancouver Millionaires in the 1921 Stanley Cup Finals. The Senators became the first NHL team to win back-to-back Stanley Cup titles. One thing about the NHL, but they had some juicy names back in the day, the Millionaires. Let's get on. 1971, the Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania was dedicated. 1974, Hank Aaron tied Babe Ruth's Major League Baseball home run record with 714. 1986, Wayne Gretzky set an NHL record with his 213th point of the season. 1987, Dennis Potvin of the New York Islanders became the first defenseman in NHL history to score 1,000 career points. His career total was 1,052. 1994, Carl Tuffy Rhodes of the Chicago Cubs became the first player in National League history to hit three home runs on opening day. And guess what? Trace Thompson, no, is now has tied that record because Trace hit three home runs on opening day of this season in 2023 for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Solo shot, three-run shot, and a grand slam. Almost hit the home run cycle if he had a two-run shot. Mr. Producer, look out for Purdy. He may be chiming in. 1996, the Boston Celtics beat the Orlando Magic 100-98. The loss was the Magic's first loss to an Eastern Conference team at home since April of 1994. The streak was 51 games long. 1996, Michael Jordan of the Chicago Bulls became the fourth player in NBA history to reach 2,000 career steals. 1998, Mark McGwire of the St. Louis Cardinals became the second National League player to hit a home run in the first four games of the season. Willie Mays of the San Francisco Giants had hit home runs in the first four games of the 1971 season. 1999, the Colorado Rockies and the San Diego Padres played the first Major League season opener to be held in Mexico. The Rockies beat the Padres 8-2. The game was also the first season opener to be held in a country other than the United States or Canada. Quote of the day, if you can believe it, the mind can achieve it. Ronnie Lott. San Francisco 49er, great. All right. Now, we got that all out of the way. We can slide up into the local sports scene. The local headlines. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And be sure to check them out today. All right? Go get that Whopper. It's waiting on you. Nothing like a Whopper. Yeah, man. You get a Whopper any time of the day. Whopper is a good thing. All right? Be sure to check out your favorite Burger King Nassau location today. And as we look at the sports scene, we got Sheldon Long. He's supposed to chime in with us. Is Sheldon over there? Where's Sheldon? Is he zooming today? Or is he calling in? Well, when he's available, let me know, because, you know, our sports editor here at the Nassau Guardian, Mr. Sheldon Longley, will be chiming in with us, getting us an update on Team Bahamas gearing up for Charifta. Squad's in the final preparation stage, and the final set of collegiate athletes are coming into town today and tomorrow, so the team will be fully loaded. And it needs to be. Because have you seen that video, Mr. Producer, the little Jamaican girl? Man, she's flying. She's flying. She's rolling. We got to be on point. Because you know, we got to keep that trophy here. Texter, I appreciate the text. Yes, on this day in 1968, you might be, yes. Martin Luther King was assassinated on this day, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I really wasn't sports, but I would tip my hat to that, though. So let me know when we got Mr. Longley. So we could get to that Charifta conversation. Because, on this day, 1968. That's quite a... I think that trumps all the sports memories right there. But while we wait for Sheldon, don't forget, let's look to tennis. Burroughs victorious, but Tritons fall to the Bearcats. Bahamian collegiate tennis player Anthony A.J. Burroughs was victorious this past weekend in singles and doubles. But the team lost their duel and remained winless in conference play. And, of course, Burroughs of East St. Louis, UMSL Tritons. The men's college tennis team fell to the McKendree University Bearcats 6-1. So glad to see he's doing well, but the team, not so much. Speaking of tennis, the BLTAs, the Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association Spring Classic, deemed a tremendous success. Over 100 tennis matches were played by approximately 70 players and was being regarded as an epic junior tournament at the Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association. So good to know. Tennis is back in full swing. No pun intended. Pun intended. All right? So that's good to know. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the first break as we wrap up, the home court. We'll pick it up on the flip side of the break once we make contact with Sheldon. Of course, Pearlie will be zooming in. And when we got Pearlie here. Pearlie, hold on. Don't go to the break then. Bring that down. What's going on, Pearlie?
LSU, Angel Reese.
Hey, Pearlie, listen here, man. We got to talk about that. Hold that thought right there. Thank you again for job well done. Now you have gone past the gas station, okay, and the barbershop to now when I'm coming through from Lauderdale.
Okay.
They telling me, but Pearlie was carrying on bad, but he mashed up the place last weekend, man. Yes, bro. Pearlie was carrying on.
I just tried my best.
You did a job well done, my brother. You are truly, you are truly the Earl Marl of this show.
Amen.
And you know that's me telling you that that's a compliment.
Well, obviously he was actually why the Dolphins won the Super Bowl. Like, yeah, but we won't go in that story right now.
But we won't talk about greasy sliding. But listen,
yeah,
let me tell you who's more fired up about Angel Reese than you are.
Who could be more fired up?
MJ, because MJ was like, look, homegirl from Iowa need to have several seats. In sports, if you talk smack, smack can be delivered to you later on, especially when you score 50 and lose.
Yes.
I mean,
when she did the scene, nobody, that was so cool. They thought it was great. When Angel did it, it's class. No.
That's sports.
Listen, LSU started the season ranked 16th.
Correct.
Nobody picked Maryland. Oh, you make it a bad move. Ain't nothing for you. McCulkey had 9 new players. 9.
And she coached her butt off, by the way, too.
She coached her butt off. She coached them up, and they came all the way up. They lost one. I think they lost two games. They won to South Carolina. I can't remember the next one they lost to. And they played ball. They were balling. Angel balled. She came through in the clutch. She came through in the fourth quarter. When she got in foul trouble, Carson just picked up her game. And they played great. But I watched the game. Listen, I was right into that even more so that I actually enjoyed the women's tournament more than I enjoyed the men's tournament.
Yeah, the women's were more exciting to me, to tell you the truth.
Man, and listen, Caitlin, the girl can shoot. Once she crossed over the half-court line, you better get in her face.
Yeah, she could shoot.
They said we couldn't stop her from scoring. They just contained her. But they kept her to 30 points.
She's still no Diana Taurasi, but I mean.
Oh, no, I don't know, boy. I don't know. Ooh, I don't know. She in that league. In that league.
She's up there, but you give me Diana Taurasi in her prime any day of the week.
For now, but Caitlin will surpass that. I'm pretty certain of that. I mean, I ain't knocking it.
You know another.
She can shoot, she can drive, she can pass, she can dribble, she got swag, she got game. Williams was it? I can't remember the young lady they put on her. And that girl just was in her jock strap, contained her, worked her hard for every point she got. LSU came to win that. They came to win that.
Period. That's what you do. And sometimes you can have a great individual player at the collegiate level, but if you have a better team that's facing you, normally, that team wins.
No, LSU, I think, was deeper as a team in terms of talent, more talent from 1 to 8. From 1 to 8 was more talent. After Caitlin and Sulky, I think it is, the setup, that's it. They didn't have much after that.
And you
there's know, another kid, there's another young lady who could shoot lights out, but that's it.
They were up there, though. I mean, it was entertaining, for sure. And on the men's side, it was also entertaining when you see Florida Atlantic, UM. I mean, you was there, boy.
I had fallen in love with Florida Atlantic. And when Butler hit that jumper to end the game, I was like, man. But I looked at UConn, unbeatable. They had a bad January. They went like 2-6 in January and dropped down. But they had a team that could, they probably, as far as I'm concerned, probably the best team in basketball from 1 to 12 all season, and they just peaked at the right time. Well coached. And the thing, a funny thing, Angel Reese won a national championship, and her cousin also won a national championship from UConn. So cousins won one day apart.
Yeah, that's right, eh?
Yeah.
Boy.
But it's exciting. The NCAA tournament was really, the men's tournament was really exciting. It wasn't what you predicted. You know, it wasn't like the number one seeds. Oh, it was really good. Some nine, some great basketball.
But it had to be good because consider how everybody's bracket got blown up in the first hour.
Yep. Even so, the women's, you know, because nobody picked South Carolina not to be in the championship. Everybody thought South Carolina would repeat.
It's a big shocker.
Yeah. So, you know.
But Pearly.
It was great stuff. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it, you know, and it ended right. Now I'm right into baseball, you know.
And listen, you know, we didn't get to the first break, right, Mr. Producer?
No, I kind of stopped that.
Let's get to the break. And when we come back, we got to talk about, I was talking about Trace Thompson already tying a major league record because Tuffy Rhodes did it on this day, in the opening day. He hit 3 home runs, only player to do it. And Trace Thompson tied that the other night, opening day in Chavez Ravine, with 3 home runs for the Dodgers. Almost hit the home run cycle. Had a solo shot, a 3-run shot, and a grand slam.
Good stuff, man. Really, really good stuff.
But we're going to talk about that and so much more because I hear Trey Lance potentially being traded to the Tennessee Titans. That's on the radar.
Oh, really?
And we got some rumors coming out of Dallas that the Cowboys may actually trade up in the draft to go after Bijan Robinson. So we'll hear from James later on the flip side of the break. We'll talk baseball. And then, of course, you know, we'll chop it up. Rich Eisen will take us home, too, with the final 10. But we got lots to talk about on the flip side of the break. All right. The edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
George, choose an Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johns is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with Johns' great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. Johns also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. Uh-huh.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government. We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
On your mark, set, go for gold. It's your chance to cheer from here, Bahamas. Scotiabank is the regional banking partner for the 2023 Carifta Games. We invite everyone to come watch our young athletes perform at their best. Every Scotiabank MasterCard credit card holder gets fast stadium. Just show your card with your ticket at the Southern Gate. Plus, check us in the Cultural Village at the Scotiabank kiosk where you can win amazing prizes. Scotiabank, proud sponsor of the 2023 Oak Tree Medical Center Carifta Games.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
All right, we're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Pearlie. Do we have Pearlie?
I'm right here.
All right, Pearlie. Naughty. Reese is a disrespectful, you know what, bro. She's around here following people and taunting. Boy, she lucky that's a white girl. Bolt used to showboat, but that man never gone in Justin Gatlin's face or following him around, taunting him. Disrespect is not to be cheered, bro. That's how you get your hair tear off. And because what was the young lady from Iowa's name in question? Again? Pearlie, the young lady from Iowa. What's her name again?
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark. Now, texter, listen.
Before you say anything.
Go
before
ahead.
You say anything, the texter didn't miss when she did that to the young lady.
And the text, when
the
I when
texter
I,
when, missed when she was when no, she took
no,
a
Bernie, I
off the girl from South Carolina.
I replied to the texter in kind with what you just said, and they replied, she didn't follow her around. The white girl never gone in nobody's face and followed them around. Well, listen, if you making an innuendo on the podcast.
Fine, she didn't follow around, but when the young lady stand on the three-point line, she push her hand and throw out and tell her, shoot it. And then when she walk up to the next girl and told her in her face, you down by 15, shut up. See, what they don't know but Caitlin Clark is she's a trash talker. And that's what she does. I fall in women's basketball now. So people talking of emotion. Caitlin Clark is one of the biggest trash talkers in women's basketball. It's just that because she's such a great player, she's the Larry Bird of basketball, who talked more trash than anybody else.
But see, Larry could take it.
See it like that.
And back
because,
it up.
Because Angel Reese got the weave and got the eyelashes, and she hood. They have a problem.
Listen, I look at it like this. If I am a player of a different ethnicity, if I am a non-Caucasian player, and I see a Caucasian player make a reference to a minority player, you can't see me, whether they walk in their face, whether they do it at their side, whether they do it a mile away, the innuendo and the intent is there. So now you are open when you sign the check, your boogie can't cash, and you lose despite scoring 50. Guess what I get to do? Remind you that you was talking X amount of crap and check out the scoreboard. Me. And I walk right up into your face and tell you, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that because I smack talk.
No, see what happened? Let me
There's no victimization. Guess what? If she would have won the national championship despite Reese doing that, nobody would have had a problem.
Ah. See,
so the hypocrisy from this texter is rank.
The whole world was pulling for Iowa. That's the Lily White Girl Country Club basketball team.
It is the same
thing. They wanted that team to win.
And now
everybody's putting, the announcers, everybody's pulling out. They were singing this girl praises like she's the second coming to Jesus in basketball. And the bottom line is they didn't get what they wanted. They lost, and people pissed about that. And guess what? Angel rubbed it in their face like Angel said. None of y'all say we was going to be here. Y'all say we wasn't ready, and we show y'all different.
I'm telling you, man, it's like I'm missing something. I'm missing something. there's no victimization once you talk smack. You got to talk and smack. You got to take it. I'm trying to think of, it's like when they go and guarantee a championship. If you don't live up to that championship or guarantee winning that game, you say you're going to win. What happens after that, Pearly? Everybody named Ma get to talk smack to you, right? I guess Pearly muted.
Yeah, I muted. It was a little noisy. I muted. Sorry.
Listen, you can't text it. You can't have it two ways. Don't follow you around. That's disrespect. No. Don't do it in the first place because it's disrespectful. The fact that you're not acknowledging the initial disrespect and the initial borderline racism in the disrespect because a white player was doing it to an African-American player. We're lost.
See, but
there can't be layers to it. It is what it is.
Because she got it done to her, and because they lost. That's the main thing, and they're pissed because they lost.
And text
the basketball players talk more trash than anybody else. That's all they do all game is talk trash.
It don't matter when you do it. And text it don't matter when you do it. You on record doing it. Because you didn't do it against me. When you play me and I beat me up bungie, guess what I can remind you?
Exactly.
It was like Terrell Owens saying he was coming to Dallas and he was going to score and stand in the star. And he did. Now, George Teague decided to check him on it because he did. And you haven't seen years later other people have stood in the star to disrespect the Cowboys? Because they picked up on it. And if the Cowboys talk trash and say we're going to win a game 10-1, somebody's going to score and stand in the middle of the damn star. And it is what it is. But that don't take the Cowboys away from going to stand in somebody else's emblem in the middle of the field if they run it up in Philadelphia. What do you say, Pearly? Because you put it on record. I don't care when you did it. You put it on record. Statement. You can't see me.
You put it on record. You
can't see me. Well, then guess what? You can't see me because look at the scoreboard. You down.
The media pointed out that she did it and pointed out it was a super thing, a funny, great thing.
You don't have to go in somebody's face to do it. Wherever you do it from, it's disrespectful.
Exactly. I look at it as part of ball.
Right. And if you can't take it, don't give it out. If you can't dish it, don't give it out.
So what Beasley does, when Beasley say too small in your face, that's disrespectful too?
Right.
Oh, we don't talk about that one.
Listen, I've watched my boy, C.D. Lamb, catch a touchdown and look at the cornerback and say, I'm sunning you. You too small.
Exactly.
Now, if a cornerback picks off a ball on C.D. Lamb or shuts him out for the game and he turns around and goes to C.D., hey, I'm sunning you. You too small. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know what I can say, boy? C.D. got to do that till next week.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the bottom line. Stone Cold said so.
And now remember, though, Clark said an on-record texter, and thank you, another texter, Reese had every right to do what she did because they won. End the story.
They won. They won against all odds. They won when the whole world was pulling against them. They won when everybody And only they only had the state of Louisiana and Pearly, but they won.
And Texter, let me ask you a question. But you really going in hard with these expletives on Reese. And you say you're a Bahamian, so I can think you're a darker hued Bahamian. So now I gotta wonder why you selling out to Caitlin. You got a crush on the white girl? Are you a Becky lover? Is that what it is? Are you a Becky lover, Texter? Is that why you all in your feelings? Because if you a Becky lover, then come clean, and then I know why. Your girl got beating you up, and I totally get it. And if you ask Pearly, you know, we all know who look better. We ain't want to go there. Well, no, but Texter, if you say you don't like disrespect, then you being hypocritical. You can't like the disrespect Caitlin did by doing it initially, and you can't like, we obviously know you don't like Reese's disrespect the way she did it, the way you describing her. So, I just want to know if you call your mom, your aunt, your sister, your cousins, them names, what you call in Reese. That's all I want to know. But you could call her that, but also call her a national champion. That's all I can say. How about that one, Pearly? Pearly can step on this mute, boy. I swear to God. Pearly, watch your mute button, man. Watch your mute button, man.
No, I didn't mute.
Anyhow, that's all good. I think the Texter is a Becky lover. That's what I think. I think he's in love with Caitlin. He got a crush on Caitlin, and he upset. Listen, at least you got a sports crush on a girl. I have no problem with that. You got a sports crush on a girl. It's cool. I know a lot of dudes, they bond sexuals. They got a hard sports crush on LeBron. All right? It is what it is.
Listen.
And Texter, we call it how we see it, so we agree to disagree. That's all. It's still all good.
My girlfriend posted my boyfriend watching his girlfriend play basketball, and she put a picture of Angel Reese up.
Well, the only reason why I watched the game so intently and highlighted it to my better half was it was under the guise that that's your favorite player. That's who Pearly's be talking about. I don't know nothing, but that's who he's be talking about. Was that a good one there, Pearly? Was that a good angle? Did I play it right on that one? Obviously not, because he's muted again.
No, I didn't mute you. I just all of a sudden you went quiet on me.
No, I went quiet because I said I watched that whole game under the guise that was your favorite player.
Yes, my favorite. It is my favorite player.
I was
my
watching favorite. Her for you.
Yep.
I was supporting her for you.
Ern Fajay Johnson. Fajay's a freshman, the guard. Freshman dad, smooth dark skinned girl, really good ball.
Hey, you talking too much now, man, Pearly, okay?
Okay.
Because I ain't gonna never get to watch volleyball with Winifred Hernandez if we keep talking. And you know I'm a huge international volleyball fan. anyway, Pearly, I digress. Let's talk a little bit about some of the news in the NFL. I hear Derrick Henry may be up on the trade block.
Yeah, I've been out a little while.
I'm hearing Jerry's gone full-blown crazy. He's interested in looking. Yeah, he might go after Derrick Henry. And there's also strong talk that they may move up in the draft for Bijan Robinson.
Okay, that's a good move. I like that.
Yeah, I think that might be a smart move with Bijan Robinson. As a matter of fact, we got Jane Slater taking us home today on the Final 10.
Okay.
All right? And she's going to, but not now, Mr. Producer, the Final 10, but Jane will give us an up-to-date, blow-by-blow breakdown of not only what Dallas may do as far as Bijan Robinson, but maybe with that first-round pick if they stand pat. You know, Jane covers the Cowboys in Dallas, and that's definitely on the radar. Also, like I said, the breaking news now more recently is that Dallas is in the market for Derrick Henry. That Derrick Henry could actually be an option for the Dallas Cowboys. He is on the trading block. He's been on the block, like you said, for a hot minute. But apparently, you know, the rumors now are swirling that he's on that. He's going to be out of there. Now, you can't have one report that he's out of there, though, and then say you're trading for Trey Lance, an injured second-year quarterback. Protect an injured second-year quarterback, a third-year quarterback?
I would think so.
But maybe financially, it's too much.
Well, that's interesting.
That is definitely interesting. So we'll look to him more on that. And also, you know, like I said, it all depends on the draft. I think if there's an opportunity for Dallas to move up and get Bijan Robinson,
it makes sense.
It makes sense. And if you're going to trade draft capital, I'd rather trade it on a Bijan Robinson than on a Derrick Henry, because Derrick Henry, take nothing from him right now. Solid back, but he's veteran. A lot of carries, a lot of wear and tear. And obviously, if Tennessee's trying to trade him, maybe they know something that we don't. So I'm thinking Bijan Robinson may be that guy. The Cowboys are willing to trade
up. But isn't Dallas in a win-now mood?
Right. So that means to tell me that Bijan Robinson might be the ticket, though. If we're going to trade up and sacrifice draft picks, let's get at least something that's going to be there for 4 years. And gives us the same thing that Breece Hall brings to the Jets. And in his own right, could put as much numbers as Henry, you know, running and catching the ball out of the backfield. And that's a compliment.
Yeah, but it'd be better to get Henry now since you're in a bend now mood.
Yeah, but Henry got a huge contract, Pearly.
You've been in now.
Yeah, that's a huge contract, though. We still got to sign Micah next year. We still got to sign Diggs next year. If Tennessee don't eat some of the money, or they don't, you know.
How much this year? Oh, Henry, they signed that last year, right?
Ah, you got it, my brother. So that's mucho guaniquiqui hanging over the table. So we'll see how that plays out. Now, we got to talk, switch it to the NBA. And now the Lakers, boy, like I told you, AD on the busted ankle with 40-9, bro.
All the Lakers got to do is just continue winning and they'll be good.
Lakers are 40-38, and they're now comfortably in the seventh seed. Winners are three straight. They're 12 back out of first, but only a half game out of sixth, a half game, and only three games out of fourth. The Suns, I think, are going to hold on because Durant came back, but if the Lakers do what they need to do, they could actually be the fifth seed and take on the Clippers in the first round or the Warriors in the first round, two teams that they can beat. So then
fifth seed plays fourth seed. Fifth seed plays the fourth seed.
Okay, my bad. And I like our chances against.
I'd rather finish sixth. I think we could beat the Clippers. I mean, the Kings.
Boy, I don't know, Pearly.
I don't want to play the Suns in the first round. I don't want to play the Suns in the first round.
The Kings.
It might be better to play them in the first round before Durant got on a roll, I guess.
The Kings have been consistent all year, my brother.
Listen, that's regular season.
And you don't want to finish seventh because we don't want no part of John them. Them young fellas, they ready to run, they balling. I think, like you say, maybe the best spot is sixth seed for sure.
Playoffs?
Take on the Kings, maybe.
That's where you separate the men from the boys and champions from contenders when they come to play.
Well, right now, for the last couple of days, boy, last couple of weeks, AD, always disabled, has been the man in L.A., my brother. Can't deny that. I think that's why LeBron came back so quick, because he saw where it was going.
I didn't realize it.
Yes, indeed. I think that was a strong indication that, hey, AD was doing his thing. Let me get up in this, because you know how LeBron go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's talk some baseball, Pearly.
Oh, man.
All I'm saying is my Yankees looking good, man.
No, your Yankees are looking very good. Judd is looking very good. Torres is looking extremely good. Your Yankees look like a powerhouse.
The damn Rays are 4-0, though.
That's all right. I don't ever worry what happened in April, you know.
I know if anybody up there waking for the Yankees, it's the late, great Frankie, my boy Frankie Simmons, Frankie the Yankee. I know Frankie lobbying hard for the Yankees right now.
He probably is.
I saw a Yankee-Dodgers series, and the Yankees beat you up. I like that.
Dodgers in six.
Now, y'all are 3-2 right now. I just want to let y'all know that.
Yeah. We lost two 2-1 games to Arizona. Mm-hmm. That's the division game. I don't worry about that. Half killed Colorado last night.
Yes,
but what
indeed.
I like is my rookies, Altman and Vargas, are putting Lumber on the ball. They come out with a solid start, so I'm happy.
And Altman doing that platoon with Trace Thompson, right?
Yeah.
And we cannot talk baseball and we don't talk Marlins baseball. And, you know, Jazz doing his thing over there as well.
Yeah, but they're off to a slow start.
They're off to a horrible start.
Mm-hmm. But which is good, because when they put one or two players on the block, and the Dodgers could use a good shortstop. And I can see Jazz in L.A.
You never know. But he's out in center field right now.
That's all right.
I don't know, though. I gotta keep an eye on this thing. I think Jazz is a huge face of baseball, and I think MLB may want to keep him in Florida. Just
Probably so.
But he'd look good in with the Dodgers. He'd look good with the Yankees. He's hitting 176 right now. But like I say, got a couple of, you know, got his dinger and so on and so forth. But it's still early in the season.
The fact that he has to adjust to center field, that will hurt the back at first. I think he has to, you know, get his chemistry together with center field. And so that can affect the way you bat because your mind on feeling. You know, he had a couple of tough catches, a couple of errors early. So I think that will affect. Once he gets comfortable in center field, I think the bat will be fine.
I think he'll in short order, he'll pick it up for sure. Hey, Naughty, Yankees will sweep them ducking Dodgers any day of the week. Tell Pearly quiet.
That sounds like somebody I know, but I tell him, don't worry about it. We'll see. Because guess what? The Dodgers, the Yankees coming to L.A. I thought the game was going to be in New York, but it's actually going to be in L.A.
Boy, that's a trip we need to take there, Pearly.
Boy.
Go eat some real Mexican food.
That's a thought.
Yeah, man. Listen, on another note, before we get to the break, because like I said, we got Jane Slater taking us home at the final seven today. But I know you're an old wrestling fan. You watch WrestleMania over the weekend?
No, I didn't. No, man, I was into the NCAAs. I was into the NCAAs, and I was watching some Dodger baseball.
Earl, when I hear you later, I want you to slap me, because Dusty Rhodes' son do the same thing Dusty did for me all them years.
What?
Hype me right up. Thought he was good, Ben. Had me ready. You know how Dusty, I could beat Ric Flair. You know how every week Dusty was going to beat Ric Flair?
Yeah, yeah.
Every match Dusty had until the Four Horsemen show up or whatever. Well, Cody Rhodes put on a hell of a match with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania in the main event on Sunday night. I cannot tell you a word of lie. Very reminiscent of the Four Horsemen, too, with the managers and the outside interference and everything.
Who came in?
Reigns won, though.
Who interfered?
Solo Sikoa came back in. They kicked him out. He came back in and gave him the Asian spike when the referee was distracted by Paul Heyman. And then Reigns spared Cody and pinned him. It was typical Four Horsemen foolishness from back in the day. Like, my sons were laughing at me because they were all in Roman Reigns' corner. And I was laughing because it was a whole Four Horsemen ripoff like I'd seen before. With Dusty, you know what I mean? And like father,
and
like
Brock,
son.
And then Brock left. Came
last
left,
night.
Cross him up last night, Monday night.
Yeah, but that's the storyline now. He's got to go through trial and tribulation to get back to fight Roman Reigns, which he'll do at SummerSlam and probably beat him.
Okay.
But yeah, I had to tote that one. I had to tote that one, boy. My sons was getting right off on that. No respect for Dusty, no respect for Cody. Anyway, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll be back. Me and Pearly will wrap it up. And, of course, you know, Jane Slater is going to take us up. Well, as a matter of fact, Pearly, we need to wrap it now because it's our time. Jane can take us up.
Jane Slater coming on in 1 minute.
So, boom, we'll hit the break, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Good stuff, Pearly. And, again, I appreciate you, man. Did an awesome job, my brother.
All right. I'm right here.
We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads, man. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good, be good at it.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
No, I'm an original. Come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Every Thursday until April 6th, between 5 and 6 p.m., is Come Gold With Us Thursdays. Follow us and like our Facebook page, 50th Carifta 2023. Then keep a lookout for our team and get a chance to win a golden ticket and many, many more giveaways for the 50th Carifta Games 2023. For more details, email info@carifta50.com or call 808-GOLD.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
On your mark. Set. Go for gold.
It's your chance to cheer from here, Bahamas.
Scotiabank is the regional banking partner for the 2023 Carifta Games. We invite everyone to come watch our young athletes perform at their best. Every Scotiabank MasterCard credit card holder gets fast track into the stadium. Just show your card with your ticket at the Southern Gate. Plus, check us in the Cultural Village at the Scotiabank kiosk where you can win amazing prizes. Scotiabank, proud sponsor of the 2023 Oak Tree Medical Center Carifta Games.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play, Amy's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Beautiful now on NFL Network. That is Quentin Johnson, wide receiver, TCU. Biggest body wide receiver you could see in the first round. You could see him in Dallas, Lance Zierlein, in his latest mock draft, now available. Front page, go click it right now, as the TCU wide receiver staying reasonably close to home. Jane Slater with us live now from Dallas as we try to make sense, Jane, of what the Cowboys might do by looking at who they are bringing into the star.
And real tricky this year, because in years past, we've managed to sort of get our hands on that 30 list. They're keeping it a lot closer to the vest this year, Andrew, but we've at least been able to independently confirm and see some of the names report list. They're doing their due diligence across all positions. And I guess you can do that when you look at how successful they were at addressing positions of need through trades this offseason and free agency. Look at Stephon Gilmore at corner. And of course, when you look at wide receiver, they've got Brandon Cooks. So where might they be? Just because they did the Brandon Cooks thing, that they're shying away from bringing in notable wide receiver prospects. This week we learned that Zay Flowers was coming in, as well as Jalin Hyatt. So let's talk about those two. I find both of them very interesting, because if you listen to Mike McCarthy, he wants wide receiver. Zay Flowers is kind of this guy that's small, but also very much a slot receiver. But they're still bringing them in, and I think that that's notable. We'll see if they're both there at 26. There's certainly a possibility of that, but that is at least one position that we keep seeing them give looks, despite having guys like CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, and now Brandon Cooks on the roster.
All right, so if not wide receiver, and it's always interesting, we spent the entire year talking about Odell Beckham, it didn't happen. Where else could the Cowboys possibly go, Jane, at 20?
I think offensive line's a safe bet, Andrew, and that's because when I was at the combine talking to Stephen Jones, he told me you could never have enough offensive linemen, rather. Although, as we were just talking about it, they may have too many wide receivers. But offensive line is an area that they do need to address. You don't have Connor Govern there anymore, and they've got to figure out the future with Tyron Smith. Tyron Smith moved from left tackle to right tackle. They're still trying to figure out something with Terrence Steele. They're telling us that that means Tyron Smith is going to move back over to left. You'll have Tyler Smith moving over at right. I don't know if I buy that. So who's a guy that they could be keeping an eye on? Well, I was just with them at his pro day. That is guard Steve Avila. And here's why he's interesting for them. This is a guy that can play all over the line. He's played guard, he's played center, and he's also played tackle. So Steve Avila, a guy to keep an eye on. And if you're interested in hearing a little bit more about him, he will be on Good Morning Football this Friday in New York. So that should be fun. He's got a big personality. I've enjoyed getting to know him. Also, they consider him a more athletic Ron Leary, and they've had a hard time replacing Ron Leary in Dallas ever since he left.
And also, like Quentin Johnson from TCU, did very well at the Senior Bowl. We'll tune into Good Morning Football. Thank you, Jane Slater, the latest there on the Cowboys. As somebody once said, tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Mike Garafolo has been listening to Lance Zierlein's mock draft. He joins us now on our Insider Report. Hello, Mike. Let's talk visits. Let's get to the quarterbacks. Hendon Hooker is visiting a team that has the 29th and the 40th overall pick.
Yes, and if you believe the buzz, he's not going to be around for 40. Will he be there at 29? Hendon Hooker coming off that ACL tear. A lot of talk now that he's solidifying himself in the first visits. Obviously, the medical is a big thing with him. It's going to be something that teams want to be comfortable with if they are going to make that pick. So the Saints joining the list of teams that will bring in Hendon Hooker for a pre-draft visit.
He's recovering from a November ACL tear. 2 weeks ago about the Texans, Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryan's not going to the big quarterback pro days. You know, you could also just have the quarterbacks come to you.
You could. C.J. Stroud going to visit the Houston Texans on Wednesday. This according to Ian as well. Look, they want to do their work in person. They want to do their work up close. And this is why they are going to do that with C.J. Stroud here as they sit there at the number two pick. If Bryce Young goes one, obviously they would put them in position to take Stroud at number two. We heard Lance Zierlein said that he heard that they like two quarterbacks. Well, if you're sitting at number two, chances are 100% that one of them is going to be available to you at number two. So we shall see what happens if Stroud winds up being the guy. Speaking of Stroud and speaking of doing your work up close and in person, the Indianapolis Colts worked out both C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young in Southern California on Monday. They did not have a big presence at either pro day, so they wanted to see it up close and in person. I'm told both quarterbacks threw for the Colts, which I was at Bryce Young's pro day, and the throwing, that's an impressive thing. So if I'm Bryce Young, of course, I'm going to throw for a team up close and in person, even if that team, by the time they pick, I will be off the board. So Bryce Young willing to do that because he believes in his throwing ability, C.J. Stroud as well. So undoubtedly the Colts like what they saw up close and personal with both of those guys.
And a friendly reminder here during draft season, bears repeating every year, if you go visit a team, like on a top 30 visit, like C.J. Stroud to Houston, you can't go work out for that team at their building, but you can, say, come to Southern California where those quarterbacks are working out and see them work out at a neutral facility. So Anthony Richardson visiting Vegas, he's not working out there. He's just meeting with the Raiders, but that's notable. They're picking seven.
Yeah, that's correct. So if there's that run on quarterbacks early and it goes one, two, maybe even three with Will Levis, we'll see about that. The Raiders could be sitting there at number seven saying, hey, look, we also, like the Saints, solved our short-term quarterback question by signing Jimmy Garoppolo. And also by today agreeing, announcing that Hoyer has agreed to terms. So there's two quarterbacks you've got there. So Anthony Richardson, who we've talked about at length as a guy that needs a little bit of seasoning. He's got that huge upside. He's got incredible athletic ability that was on display at his pro day. So perhaps that would be a situation where he could sit behind one, if not two quarterbacks, while he learns from them and gets ready for life at the NFL level. Now, we did see Dave Ziegler, the Raiders GM, was the first to greet Anthony Richardson after he worked out at his pro day. So seems that there is some interest there from the Las Vegas Raiders. Is it enough to take him at seven? Is he there at seven? All these questions and more will be answered in just a matter of, I don't know, 3 weeks, three and a half?
3 weeks and 2 days. And we could do an entire another show on reactions on the field, like handshakes, like you say, Dave Ziegler with Richardson, or Josh McCown talking about playing pickup basketball with C.J. Stroud, just the on-field reactions after pro days. That's a show. Mike on NFL Plus, plus.nfl.com. Thank you, Mike Garofolo, our insider reporter today.